From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 9, 2014. Rains came to the panhandle on South Plains a couple of weeks too late to ensure a really good dryland cotton crop across the board, but there's still reason to be optimistic. Tuesday, I talked with Mark Kelly, AgriLife Extension Cotton Specialist, Lubbock.
We had a pretty good dryland crop. Going into August, things were looking good. We could have used a good rainfall event probably middle to the end of August, but unfortunately for some of those guys, it just didn't come soon enough. What they've got on the plant is what they're going to wind up with. And, you know, depending on the condition of the crop, this rainfall, that's the only thing it could do for them, which is, no minor thing, is to help fill out those bowls and improve the maturity and quality of the lint. The irrigated guys, and most of this, the big rainfall events occurred Lubbock South, from what I heard, and then we had some that went through the panhandle up in there, and those guys got a pretty significant rainfall. But for the irrigated guys that did receive, a significant amount of moisture, it's probably going to offer them the opportunity to shut down irrigation for the season. It should, depending on what they had in the profile, should be enough to carry them through to mature the crop out. And hopefully won't cause any issues with harvest age, which, we're coming up on that season pretty rapidly. And, some of those fields that have stressed out a little earlier, we may see some regrowth. But as long as we know what we've got, we've got the ammunition to go out there and take it out.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.